now with more of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Fitness trends come and go over the years, but several trends that have held strong are formats such as functional movement, high-intensity interval training, or HIIT workouts, and a greater shift towards holistic wellness. But while trends have changed, a constant has been the need to go to a gym or a studio space in order to participate in these workouts.
One company is trying to change that. Gym Guys was founded 11 years ago, and it brings the gym to its clients. The company brings its mobile gym into the field and gives people customized and creative workouts, whether it's at home, work, a park, or any place a van can park.
The company has 200 locations in 3 countries. Scott Corsi is the owner of Gym Guys in Milwaukee, and Joshua Harrison is the franchise operations manager based in New York. They both join me in the studio for this month's Fit For You, and Corsi begins by explaining what drew him to the opportunity of owning a mobile gym franchise.
When I was looking at different business opportunities, I was kind of looking to correlate with something that really resonates with me, my wife, and our 2 young boys. We've always been involved in health and wellness, whether that's what we consume for food or beverages or chemical-free household style. I was looking for a business that aligned with those sort of interests and values. And when I was introduced to Gym Guys, it resonated with me because, you know, we work out. We're a strong believer in being physically healthy and well. And the concept was unique in that it was a mobile operation as opposed to a brick-and-mortar gym. We felt like this gave us an opportunity in this marketplace to reach people that you would not find in a gym setting. So, how has it affected my lifestyle? I actually utilize one of our own personal trainers on a weekly basis. And when you have somebody focused on your fitness routine, you get a lot more out of it than if you're doing this stuff on your own. From, you know, the results side of it, as well as, you know, not injuring yourself.
Exactly. So with Gym Guys, you have mobile van units loaded with equipment. So I'm curious, what kind of equipment do you always have in that van and how much does it weigh? Because I imagine the spaces you're going into can vary. So what's the arsenal in the van?
Well, a lot of mobile pieces that are easy to move in and out of different locations. We're not moving bench presses or things like that. But these are very functional pieces. We have over 365 pieces that we can rotate in and out of people's fitness routines. Anywhere from kettlebells to dumbbells, balance balls, Bosus, stretch bands, you name it, we pretty much have it, plyo boxes. So there's a lot of different pieces of equipment that we utilize that keep the workouts very interesting and keep people motivated and moving towards their goals and why they called us to begin with.
Do you have to break down barriers with your client? Because a lot of novices to personal training or working out, their image is of a big weight floor with people who are in shape and in their mind, I'm in shape when I can be in this heavy equipment area doing these things. But here you pull out, say, resistance bands or anything else. Are you teaching them how to better utilize smaller pieces of equipment to get the same kind of results?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly are. You'd be surprised in how these smaller pieces of equipment, how effective they really are when you compare them to, say, those bigger pieces that you might see at a typical brick-and-mortar location. And let's not forget about our own body resistance. Using our own body, that's one of our best pieces of equipment overall. We can put together a full workout just utilizing our own bodies.
If someone is going to a gym, they're maybe making a training session for themselves. They're picking a piece of equipment to use, and, you know, perhaps some people are more diligent about making their workouts a little more varied. But when a trainer is coming to someone's home, what is their average structure of a personal training session look like?
When the coach comes to a person's house or wherever is most convenient for them, the workout is going to be specific to what that person wants and needs, what their goals and limitations might be. It'll be specific to that individual, meeting them where they're at, literally and figuratively, because all of these relationships start with a complementary assessment so that we can figure out exactly what the person's currently capable of and what they want to become capable of. The workouts are going to be customized to exactly that. And they're going to be creative because of the hundreds of pieces of state-of-the-art equipment. So whatever it is that that person needs is going to be delivered in an accepting way by a nationally accredited certified coach in an environment where that person is most comfortable and least intimidated.
Yeah, because someone can walk into a typical brick-and-mortar gym and have a personal trainer there, but what's the strength and benefit of having someone from Gym Guys as your trainer?
Well, GUYS is an acronym that stands for genuine, unique, you can do it, zero excuses. So the benefit is getting that nationally accredited coach to go where you need them to be to do exactly what it is that you need for them to do. And zero excuses is the fact that we will come to you. You don't need any equipment. You don't need anything except to allow this person to meet you and provide those forces to help get you to your goals.
And I think the other thing is the convenience factor, being able to meet people on their schedule. I mean, we're working with a lot of busy mothers, busy career people. And then you have the whole fact that it's in the comfort of their own home or their own environment of their liking, as opposed to going to some place like a brick-and-mortar location that, you know, may be a bit intimidating.
Someone taking the step to decide, like, okay, I'm ready for personal training, can be a bit intimidating itself. You know, you have one person, a one-on-one relationship. They are concentrating on you and the effort you're putting into something. So how do you reach out to potential clients in a business space where you don't have this home base?
Right. So the van is one of our biggest tools as far as advertising that we're out there. It's a big red van that says Gym Guys on it. And also, we do a lot of guerrilla marketing tactics and events around just meeting different people out there, exposing our brand and what we do. But it's that, you know, it's that call at first that we get and really digging down as to what the client is looking for, having that in-depth conversation initially before we set up that initial assessment and really getting them comfortable with the process, talking to me and talking to the coach over the phone before that initial visit.
You know, you're offering a wide variety of services. One of your main points is that, you know, from your average athlete, someone just starting out to someone who's looking for greater conditioning, that you're working with all types of fitness abilities and levels. And one thing that stuck out to me was senior fitness as well, because I think this is something that isn't addressed very effectively, especially when it comes to increasing mobility and balance as we get older. What kind of need do you see this filling, and what kind of extra training do your trainers do they go through any extra certifications to be able to coach seniors through functional fitness?
Well, we definitely see a lot of interest from our senior population. I mean, you're seeing individuals that are kind of denying their age, and they want to keep fit, keep healthy, to keep up with grandchildren. And just physical activity is just very important to these individuals. So they see a need for our service in keeping that balance, mobility, and strength is being key to enjoying life in their older years. But, you know, with the national accredited certification of our trainers, they have that capability already built in with those credits to service individuals of young all the way to senior individuals.
Do you think that the whole structure of you coming to clients builds a better working relationship with your clients, a little more trust, a little more accountability even on their part to keep up with their routines?
Absolutely. I mean, the accountability component of our business is huge and a big differentiator. I mean, the fact that we show up at people's doorsteps is huge accountability. And the fact that we go and provide the type of coach staff really brings that extra level of expertise right directly to people.
How do you find that building these relationships and not only going through the workouts, but the follow through, the establishment of trust? How is that competing and navigating between brick and mortar gyms and the rise of now boutique fitness studios?
Well, Gym Guys is very proud to be the first mobile fitness franchise available in the world. And we can adapt a program that is customized and creative and specific to what that individual needs, whether it be any modality from the hundreds of pieces of state-of-the-art equipment that we're going to bring in the red van. If you need one type of workout, we can provide that type of workout. If your current capabilities and goals would warrant a different style of workout, whether it be high-intensity interval training or strength training or mobility training or balance training, we have the equipment and the expertise to deliver that, as opposed to being one type of exercise. We are the type of exercise that that individual needs.
As a franchise owner, you are in charge of a multitude of trainers and, of course, the business side of fitness and wellness that you're providing for your clients. So do you take advantage of collaborating with any other gym guys? It's still relatively new here in the Milwaukee area. And what lessons have you learned through running this operation about not just being a business manager, but about connecting with your employees or the clients and encouraging a healthier lifestyle?
Yeah, so we do work with another area franchise in the greater Waukesha area. We collaborate on marketing activities. Our territories are very close together. And yes, I mean, it's about staying in touch with not only our clients on a day-to-day basis, but also our coaches, because they are out there in the field working with our clients and seeing different things going on. So as an owner, you have a lot of different touch points working with the other franchise, as well as the clients, as well as your staff, your coaches, and that. When you lose touch with those things, you really lose touch with your whole business.
Has that been a challenge to adapt?
No, I mean, I do have a business background, so, these are sort of fundamentals of business, right, in really anything that you do. So it was not, difficult or challenging for me to adapt. But things do come up on a day-to-day basis, right? There's curveballs thrown at you that you just got to be able to handle. And I think with experience, you can just handle those things a little easier.
With personal trainers, they can get certified. They could go to any gym, any place. What would you say to bring them to Gym Guys?
Yeah, it's a different sort of service in that we get a little bit more involved in the clients' lives, being that it's an in-home session. These coaches will get exposed to clients that wouldn't ordinarily come through the doors of a typical brick-and-mortar gym. So that's exciting for a coach to see that opportunity to be able to help more people than what they may or have in the past. And, I like to think that, I'm a pretty good boss, that I try to really help them evolve as a personal trainer. And they have their own separate goals, right? When I sit down with them, I want to know about what do they want to accomplish outside of just, doing personal training, and try to get them there.
Questions for both of you. What's your favorite aspect of working and training in this capacity with this company?
Well, I enjoy talking to the clients. They open themselves up as to what's going on in their lives. And some of this stuff is very emotional. And just knowing that we can truly help these people is exciting for me. I like people, and there's all sorts of ways that we can help. And so it's the personal relationships that we form with our clientele that really excites me and draws me to this business.
Wow, I love that question, because for me personally, I've been a certified trainer since 1990, and I've been working in this industry for over a quarter of a century because it feels very good at regular intervals. There's a lot of opportunity to experience wins with people. In the beginning of my career, it was feeling the win of my own clients accomplishing their goals. But now with Gym Guys and an entire team of very passionate individuals who all operate within their lanes and collaborate with one another at the corporate headquarters, we get to hear every day about a business owner that has a success or a win, whether it's gaining a new client or one of their clients who has accomplished a certain milestone, so that the scope of that has gotten so much bigger. And it feels good on a day-in and day-out basis to hear about people winning in whatever capacity they're participating.
more than just a workout.
You bet.
Yep.
All right. Well, Scott Corsi and Joshua Harrison from Gym Guys, thank you both so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you, Audrey.
Thanks for having us.
Scott Corsi is a Milwaukee-area Gym Guys franchise owner, and Joshua Harrison is the franchise operations manager for the company based in New York.
They joined me in the studio for this month's Fit For You, and you can find out more about Gym Guys and explore past Fit For You segments at WUWM.com.